Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 52, Effectiveness. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. Do you ever catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and think, maybe I could be just a little bit less ugly? Well, you're not alone. Dr. Bill has spent decades working in a very busy urban emergency room. So believe me, he knows ugly. He has also served as the doctor of record for clinics offering Botox and other high-dollar, anti-ugly pharmaceuticals, helping the ugly rich become a little less ugly. But Dr. Bill is a man of the people, and he asked himself a simple question. Why should only the wealthy get to be a little less ugly? Enter Dr. Bill's A Little Less Ugly Home Tonic. This is a non-FDA-approved formula featuring a proprietary blend of liquefied cheese balls and Miller High Life. That's right, the champagne of beers meets the snack aisle. So, whether you're prepping for a big meeting, a first date, or just trying to soften the blow of your own reflection, Dr. Bill has you covered. Call Dr. Bill today. Tell him you want to be a little less ugly. All for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me anything for this. Although, if it works, maybe we all owe Dr. Bill $19.95. With episode 52, we move into the final letter of the CORE, C-O-R-E, framework, E for effectiveness. Earl begins with a deceptively simple question. What are you worth? Some people answer an hourly wage, $22.50 an hour, or $40 an hour. Others respond philosophically, I'm priceless. Earl isn't satisfied with either answer, so he pushes us deeper with a thought experiment. He asks us to imagine that you are a business. You and your family sit on the board of directors. This board paid a very high upfront cost to hire you. Years of education, time, sacrifice, and opportunity. Now comes the uncomfortable question. Are you providing a good return on that investment? Earl encourages us to examine ourselves the way a serious board would examine a company. How are you growing this business of you? What steps are you taking to improve the product, your skills, habits, and abilities? What does the customer experience look like? And by customer, Earl means the outside world, the people you work with, serve, and interact with every day. Is dealing with you a positive experience? Would people recommend you to others? He widens the lens again. What about outside investors, employers, collaborators, partners, or opportunities? Would investing in you produce a strong return? Are you positioning yourself as a penny stock, or are you building towards something more like a Fortune 500 company? Earl's point isn't to inflate the ego, but to bring clarity. Thinking this way forces us to take responsibility for our growth instead of leaving it to chance. From there, Earl makes a straightforward but demanding claim. If we do more, we can expect more. Human beings, when focused, are capable of dramatic increases in output. If we double or triple what we contribute, intelligently and deliberately, we can reasonably expect our rewards to increase as well. Effectiveness, in Earl's view, isn't about being busy, it's about producing results. Earl then identifies two areas where improvement yields outsized returns. First, mastery of language. This includes speaking clearly, writing well, and truly understanding what we read. He notes that people who score high in verbal reasoning tend to earn more over their lifetimes. Not because tests are magical, but because language is how ideas move, persuade, and take shape in the world. One practical tool he offers is simple but powerful. Read great books consistently. Even 15 minutes a day adds up over the course of a year. Language skill compounds quietly but relentlessly. Second, expertise in your own primary domain. Whatever your field of work, deepen it. Learn its rules, understand its patterns, become harder to replace. Effectiveness grows where communication skills and domain mastery intersect. Earl closes the episode by zooming all the way down to the daily level. A successful life, he says, is built by stacking successful days. A successful day isn't defined by frantic activity or endless motion. It's defined by completing the right tasks well. Quality matters as much as quantity. If you win today, thoughtfully, deliberately, you put another brick in the structure of a successful life. Episode 52 leaves us with a challenging but empowering perspective. You are already a high investment enterprise. Your effectiveness determines your return, and success isn't built in grand gestures, but in focused days, repeated over time. Run the business of you like it matters, because it does. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.